From our New York studios, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Listen, we've heard the trouble Detroit is facing. The city concluded bankruptcy proceedings in December, but there is a fight underway, Tom, to bring the city back to life. MSNBC anchor Joy Reid of The Reid Report is continuing an in-depth look into those efforts and whether there is hope for Detroit. I'm going inside her story with Joy Reid, my cousin, whose show The Reid Report can be seen every day at 2 p.m. on MSNBC. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning, cousin. How are you?
I'm good. I get asked that question more than anything else.
Is it true?
If we are related.
Is it true?
Well, we don't know, but we call each other
You're
cousins.
Claiming.
We were hanging out yesterday. We claim each other. We claim it. We haven't done
this.
Well,
you're both smart. You're both beautiful. Yeah, that could be.
Look at
you. Joy, you should know. J. Anthony Brown has the biggest crush on you. He loves
you. He's your biggest fan. I'm your biggest fan.
So if you see him run. Because he doesn't know what to do with that energy. So let's talk about Detroit. You're a native and of Detroit, right?
No, I actually have never.
Oh, you're not?
I had never been there. I was born in Brooklyn. I grew up in Denver.
Why did I think you were a native?
Well, I have a very close friend. One of my closest friends is born and raised in Flint, Michigan. So I've always, heard only negative, Detroit. You only hear like the horror stories about it. So we just got it in our minds that, we wanted to go to Detroit last year because the bankruptcy was happening.
Right.
So I pitched the idea to my boss that, why don't we go over there and get a little bit deeper into the story, because all you get is the headlines and it's all really negative. So we just decided to go, and it was the first time I'd ever been, and it was really surprising in a lot of ways.
And so you ended up doing a 4-part series. What did you discover about the about Detroit?
Well, first of all, that Detroit is home to the most positive, hopeful people I've ever met.
You're right about that.
Right? People there don't feel down and out
and
downtrodden. They're very positive, and it's a strong community, the core of Detroit that didn't leave when the bottom dropped out of the auto industry. They're there for life. And these are people who were born and raised there and who are fighting for their city.
And they love their city.
Yeah.
Love their city.
The same thing in New Orleans, too. The same.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. People are very enthusiastic about it. But at the same time, you go to certain neighborhoods, just outside of downtown, and half the homes are on the ground, literally falling down. So people are definitely, they understand the situation they're in, but they're not giving up.
Do you think that this city can turn it around?
I actually think Detroit is going to be one of the boom cities in the country. I think the concern is not that it's not going to come back, because there's this tech industry that's embedding in Detroit like Silicon Valley. The real concern is that native Detroiters, particularly black Detroiters, are not going to benefit from it financially. That, I think, is a bigger concern. I think Detroit is going to come back. It's a question of who's going to benefit.
Why do you say black folks won't benefit when
they can't
it comes
afford
back?
It once it goes up?
Right. You and have billionaires buying up downtown Detroit. And they're right now, the price to go and get a really nice luxury condo is probably cheaper in Detroit than anywhere in the country for what you can get. But, are there black folk going in there and making those investments or being able to get those places? I'm not sure, and that's what the challenge is. But there are some African-American business organizations that are digging in and saying, we're going to make sure that this, benefit is spread more broadly so that native Detroiters, including African-Americans, benefit.
Now, you did a 4-part series before, and now you're going back. You all will continue this, correct?
Absolutely. So we did this 4-part series. It was interesting. We went to 4 different sectors. We went with the editorial page editor of the Detroit Free Press. We went to his home he grew up in as a little kid that's now falling apart, that he's now buying for like $5 plus the taxes, that he's going to turn into a community center. So we did that.
Wow.
We went and talked to black businesses in Detroit who are actually, thriving and really trying to make it happen. We went to the tech center downtown, which is, just huge. The guy who owns Quicken Loans and the Cleveland Cavaliers basically owns most of downtown at this point. So we talked to somebody there in the tech center, in the tech sector, I should say. And then you just talked to regular Detroiters who are pensioners and who are concerned that by trying to save the art collection, Detroit has one of the most expensive and expansive art collections in the country. And they're concerned that their pensions are going to get cut and they're going to save the arts. So those are the four sectors we went to. And we're going back to talk about some of the stuff they're doing to try to get young people involved in tech.
And do you see hope?
Absolutely. I mean, the thing is that there's so much opportunity in Detroit right now. I just think people need to wake up and realize it. And if there are African-Americans who are in the investment sector, in the tech sector, Detroit is going to boom. It's just a question of people recognizing
it.
Do you see from a political standpoint the leadership there that will be able to expose black folks to all of these opportunities or to guide them in the right direction?
Well, I mean, that's the challenge, right? I mean, you know, unfortunately, Kwame went wrong, very wrong, and he called into question, you know, which is unfair to call into question black leadership in a city like Detroit because of one person's failing. But I think that you do have a challenge. A, the policing situation is not stable. They need to get really strong policing there to make sure people feel safe. And I think that people are investing a lot of hope in the current mayor. I think it can work. It's a city that has so much rich history, mm-hmm. you know, from Motown, just everything. If you want to talk about from the music side, from the tech side, just from an historical standpoint, there's so much there.
And the music is still good in Detroit.
I have partied at clubs
with live bands in Detroit. It is great.
Amazing.
Joy, let me ask you, on the show today, you have Richard Pryor's daughter, Rain Pryor, and Spike Lee on your show today at 2 o'clock.
So we are having, we're actually taping the interview with Rain today, which will probably air on Thursday, and then we're having Spike tomorrow. Really excited. I've always wanted to interview Spike Lee. We have so much to talk to him about from movies.
Don't mention our names, Joy.
Yeah, don't bring us up.
Is there no love for the TJMS?
We love you, Joy.
Not after today, Jackie.
I'm just saying this, Joy. Don't watch the movie before you do the interview.
Okay.
I'll watch the movie before you do.
Joy Reid, the show is the movie. We're every day at 2 p.m.
Don't watch the movie, okay?
On MSNBC, you guys, show her some love and show her some support.
Give me a shout out. Joy, I love you. Give me a shout out.
Thank you, family. Thank you, guys. Love you guys. Thank you. Bye, cousin.
Good job, Jackie.
Great job, Jackie.
No, don't bring our names up.
Thank you.
No.
Listen to the interview.
Yeah, no.